the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
I want you, Mr. Kane, to come clean. Just admit what you did. Admit you were inappropriate to people. America is in a... And then move forward. America is in a horrible turmoil, as we all know. We need a leader who can set an example which exemplifies the standards of a good person and moral character. Mr. Kane, I implore you, make this right so that you and the country can move forward and focus on the real issues at hand.
Wow, this thing doesn't go away. Sharon Bilek, I believe, is the way she pronounces her name. One of the accusers of Herman Cain, sexual harassment is the charge. She's the first one to do so publicly, courtesy of the help of Gloria Allred. And that's where we start this hour of the Talk Radio Countdown Show, a review of the hot hits in talk radio, bringing into focus a lot of the conversations on stations that may be near to you, that you may listen to with hosts that you know, and issues that are important. From CNN, Wolf Blitzer talks to Gloria Allred now, who is, as they said, representing Ms. Bilek.
Why did this woman decide to go public right now? Because she's held this secret, except for two of her friends, for all these years, since 1997.
Well, because, as she said, Wolf, that there are three other women who have reportedly made claims of sexual harassment. Two allegedly had settlements. One, of course, is said anonymously to a reporter, I think Associated Press, that he had sexually harassed. And none of them came forward and put a face on it, gave a voice to it, gave their names. She was willing to do so, and she wanted to be supportive of them, but she also felt that it was time to break the silence about it. And I might add, Wolf, it's a very important fact. She is a registered Republican herself, and she liked Herman Cain. But this is wrong, what he did to her, and she felt that she needed to speak out and that this country does need a leader who is going to come clean and be honest and set a moral example when he's in office. And unfortunately, Mr. Cain is not doing that.
Is it your sense that not only is she a Republican, but she's a Tea Party activist? Would she describe herself as a Tea Party activist?
Well, she describes herself as a registered Republican, and that's who she is.
But she's not affiliated, or is she affiliated, with any of the other Republican presidential campaigns? Because you know the allegations that maybe another campaign put her up to it or anything like that. You've had conversations with her. What has she said to you?
She said that she specifically has not made any donations to any of the other campaigns. She's not been involved with any of the other campaigns. And that she's speaking out because she alleges that Herman Cain sexually harassed her.
Contemporaneously, she says she informed two of her friends, her then boyfriend and another friend, about what happened. They've signed documents now,
yes,
saying that what she says is true. Are you releasing those documents?
No, I'm not. I did read the contents of the two affidavits, which were signed under penalty of perjury and which I have in my possession. I did read that to some members of the press after the news conference. I did not disclose the name. One of them is a physician. The other one is a businessman. And they both independently of each other sent us declarations, that, which we asked for to corroborate, that she did, in fact, indicate contemporaneously with or shortly thereafter the incident with Mr. Cain that she has alleged that they did that they were told by her that he was sexually inappropriate with her. And it was very upsetting to her.
All right, so there's Gloria Allred. Much of what we talk about here has to do with a multifaceted approach that people take, audio, sometimes a video that people put on their websites or in the talk radio business. Certainly does get people stirred up. And so we have conversation about that, and that's what this is. So let's go to radio host Jeff Ward now, who talks about the way Herman Cain has been responding to all of these various later or newer allegations. It's not new allegations. The allegations are the same, just new people stepping up, and the thing doesn't seem to want to go away.
So he is doing an event, Herman Cain is, in the Woodlands, and he's asked about it. And this is going to be a problem now. I don't know how you end it. I don't know how you answer for it. But it is apparently starting to hurt him in the polls. Everywhere you look now, the polling data says that it is having some effect. But he did snap. And if you didn't do it and you're accused of doing it, certainly you can understand why somebody would get angry. But it's not going to play well, in my opinion, if you keep snapping back at journalists. And I don't know what you do now. He tells a reporter in the Woodlands, don't even go there. He then asked his chief of staff to deliver the reporter a copy of the journalistic code of ethics. The reporter asked, are you not going to answer questions about this ever again? With a grin, he said, you got it. Then he left the room. Okay. What do you do? Now, I realize those that are going to support him want to completely dismiss it. You're going to write this off. But leaving the room in a huff is not going to play well in the political arena when all that matters is performance art. Having said that, I don't know the right answer to come back to this. If you didn't do it, you've got to speak up and scream often and often and often and over again, right? Is walking away the best way to handle it? I don't know. But it's starting to take a toll. That's for certain.
So is it a good idea for Herman Cain to stay in or to get out? And has this been successful? The important, well, not the important thing, but one of the things that a lot of you are asking is who was responsible for this? How did this get to be public? And is it a good thing or not a good thing that it's public in terms of how we look at someone who's going to be a leader? And the questions that were just brought up by this host, Mr. Ward, as to the way Cain's reacting, not necessarily the information, but his attitude seems to be turning a lot of people off. How's it affecting you if Cain has been your choice? Did you start with Cain and move in? Did Cain become number one after Bachman didn't work out? Or you were a Perry supporter and then you became a Cain supporter? How's all of the rest of Mitt Romney and Ron Paul and Newt Gingrich now seem to be looking better? It isn't doing Perry any good one way or the other, nor Bachman, because they've shot their wads already, right? 800-510-8255. Allegations aimed at Herman Cain are the focus. We get started this hour. The presidential race is in our sights here on The Countdown.
8 hours is a long time, especially when your child has a fever. That's why you should use Children's Advil. It can relieve your child's fever for up to 8 hours with just one dose. In fact, nothing works longer than Children's Advil. And the medicine in Children's Advil is the number one pediatrician-recommended children's fever reducer. So when your child has a fever, provide them with relief that will last up to 8 hours with just one dose. Children's Advil, the 8-hour fever reliever.
Among OTC pain relievers, use as directed.
Do you only wear clothes that hide your psoriasis? Do you constantly have to explain your itching? Are you embarrassed by flaking or scaling? If you said yes to any of these questions, you're eligible to try a new treatment called SebaClear, risk-free. SebaClear has been found to help stop the itching, irritation, redness, and flaking caused by psoriasis. SebaClear is a non-prescription topical treatment proven to help eliminate the reoccurrence of skin psoriasis. The results are so incredible that patients have described this formula as life-changing. Stop hiding under long-sleeve shirts and long pants. Call now for your risk-free trial of SebaClear. But hurry, this special offer won't last.
Call 1-800-467-9194. That's 1-800-467-9194. Try SebaClear risk-free. Call 1-800-467-9194. That's 1-800-467-9194.
You know, life doesn't slow down just because you have sore joints. You still have just as much to do, and you have to find a way to keep yourself moving. Fortunately for you, there's new Move Free Ultra. Just one small pill per day is more effective for sore joints than two big glucosamine and chondroitin pills. And you can believe it, because it was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Don't let sore joints slow you down or big joint care pills. Put a powerful small pill to work for you. Move on, move free with new Schiff Move Free Ultra.
You invested with a stockbroker to build financial security for you and your family. And when your investment started to lose money, you chalked it up to tough economic times. Now as you piece together what's left of your nest egg, did you ever stop to think who really could have gained from your financial losses? As an investor, you should be aware that the losses you suffered could be the result of bad financial advice or even worse, fraud or misconduct on behalf of your trusted financial advisors. Stockbrokers are required by law to make the right investment decisions for you based on your circumstances. It's wrong for them to make any decision to benefit themselves at your expense. Sokolov Law has worked on behalf of private investors in your situation. If you suspect an advisor failed you or a loved one, call us now at 800-708-2121. You could be entitled to recover the money you lost. Again, that's 800-708-2121. Responsible attorney Gabe Miller, admitted Connecticut, Mass only. Ken Levan, Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Nick Neiswander, Florence, Kentucky. Michael Bro, Gonzales, Louisiana. While this firm maintains joint responsibility, most cases of this type are referred to other attorneys for principal responsibility.
800-510-8255. Going through the news of the day, which is the fodder for News Talk Radio and Conversation. A former employee of the National Restaurant Association's Educational Foundation has accused presidential contender Herman Cain of making an aggressive sexual advance 14 years ago. So this is the first time there's a name and a face that's been put with these harassment charges. Is Cain done? 800-510-8255. Here's David Gregory talking to John Huntsman about Herman Cain and another faux pas.
I have to ask you about Herman Cain. He's your competitor. He's on top of the polls right now. He's a front runner in this race. I talked to a Republican this week who said after the events, is he disqualified, unqualified, or will the conservative base just love him more?
That's totally up to Herman Cain, a person I've come to know as a decent man and a good candidate. And now it's been said over and over again, it's up to Herman Cain to get the information out and get it out in total. But that's important because we've got some real issues to discuss in this campaign, and this is taking all the bandwidth out of the discussion. So we're not able to talk about jobs, we're not able to talk about our position in the world, and that hurts. That hurts the American
people. But you think he can't say, end of discussion, until he gets more information out?
All the information comes out. It's got to come out in total. Legitimate questions have been raised, and that information has to come forward.
What is your bigger concern as a rival, the sexual harassment controversy or a lack of foreign policy experience that he's shown?
Well, I think at some point the substance really does matter, and you've got to have a commander-in-chief who actually understands the world in which we live. It's complex, it's confusing, it's unpredictable, and it's not going to get any less so as we move forward. So the more that we can spend time focused on the issues and plumb out whether or not the candidates have what it takes on the leadership side and on the experience side, and in terms of rebuilding trust in the system, the one thing that concerns me most as I look at where we are, we're running out of trust in terms of how the American people see our key institutions of power, whether that's Washington and Congress, whether the executive branch, or whether Wall Street. And when you start running on empty in terms of trust, that puts our country in a very vulnerable spot.
You know China well. Herman Cain said this week they didn't have nuclear capability. What does that say to you about a level of preparedness to be president on his part that has to be a factor in how he's evaluated?
Well, I think there needs to be a baseline, a level of knowledge from a foreign policy standpoint, but specific to China. I mean, as far as the eye can see into the 21st century, the United States and China are on the world stage, and whether that's in the economic realm or whether it's in the security realm, we've got to figure out how to make that relationship work, and it'd be nice to have a president in office who actually had a head start and actually knew them intimately well in terms of the economics and the security issues involved.
It's a pretty intelligent fellow, John Huntsman. It's too bad he doesn't have any traction here. He describes Mr. Cain as a decent man. What say you about that? 800-510-8255. The claim from the other side, that is from the people, at least in this circumstance, Ms. Vilek, says that Herman Cain reached under her skirt and pushed her head toward his crotch. At least that's what she claims. And so does this put Mr. Cain on the ropes? All of the stuff from Gloria Allred and this other stuff. Is he done? 21 after the hour on the countdown.
Survival of the fittest. In any and all situations, survival is your number one priority. That requires being tough and thinking smart. And the folks at Freeze Dry Guy are going to help you do just that. They have a long-range patrol ration entrees, what they call the Brick Pack. When you're in survival mode, it is absolutely the best item for your survival pack or bug out bag. You can go farther, faster, and carry more food with the LRP cold weather ration entrees. Not only do these long-lasting, durable entrees help sustain you or your family through the harshest environment or situation, they are by far the most delicious of their kind. No contest. With a variety of tasty entrees, you can't beat the LRP brick packs. Let Freeze Dry Guy help you in your survival situations. Go to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD.
There's a guy named Dr. Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and a naturopathic physician, Doc asks, why is this country spending more money on healthcare by far and ranking 50th in health and longevity worldwide? Doc believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, taking charge of their life, and attaining optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic pharmaceutical drugs that lead to side effects that require more expensive and toxic pharmaceutical drugs. Talk about being dependent on drug companies to our own destruction, no less. This is clearly a deadly recipe. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the government and big pharma manipulation of our health and healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare, and I've joined forces with him to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit BrightSideBen.com and listen to Doc Wallach's deadly recipe lectures. It makes a lot of sense, and I invite you to join our Brightside Ben team. Go to BrightSideBen.com. That's www.BrightSideBen.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Talk Radio Countdown Show heard on great radio stations like KFBX in Fairbanks, Alaska, from UFLF in Orlando, WCCF in Punta Gorda, Florida, WSFE in Somerset, Kentucky, and KTSM in El Paso. Now on with the countdown, which is currently focused on Herman Cain and his presidential race as the accusers step forward and the pundits yak about it. Here's from Fox, Britt Hume telling Brett Baer that he thinks that Herman Cain is not going to be able to recover.
In a court of law, accusers must prove their case beyond a reasonable doubt to win a criminal conviction. All a defense lawyer need do is sow such doubt, and the client will be acquitted. But as the case of Herman Cain illustrates perfectly, in politics the situation is upside down. All an accuser needs to do is sow reasonable doubt about the candidate in the minds of voters. No proof is needed. On Friday, for example, lawyer Joel Bennett was insisting his client stood by her allegations of sexual harassment, but his client remains unidentified. Could there be anything more unfair than an accusation of sexual impropriety made from behind a cloak of anonymity? Two other accusers have done essentially the same thing. Finally today, though, an actual person came forward to claim Herman Cain groped her in a car on a Washington street 14 years ago. Cain promptly denied it, but this accusation changes things. Never mind that at her side was the lawyer Gloria Allred, a longtime liberal activist. Allred's clients in recent years, by the way, have included two porn stars accusing famous men of sexual misbehavior. And never mind that this woman, who filed no complaint at the time, is apparently playing no legal action now. Cain now faces an accusation with someone with a name and a face and a detailed story. It may not be fair and it may not be true, but this takes the case into new territory. Brett?
Can he survive this?
I didn't think he could survive the other allegations, although I have misgivings about how they came about and the whole case. I think now it's almost impossible because he had said, he told everyone there was nothing else that could happen. It would have to be made up. Here's a person with specifics. In order to deal with it, you have to rebut the specifics in some way, and pretty soon you got him alone with a woman and having dinner, and the whole thing, I just think, is going to leave Republican voters, when they finally get down to voting, wondering whether this is someone they can afford to put up against Barack Obama.
Maybe that's it, when they finally get down to voting. Taco Steve Scott here with CBS's Dottie Lynch about the way the other candidates are distancing themselves from Cain.
Dottie, he topped some of the polls, yet neither Republican opponents or Democrats seem too awful concerned about Herman Cain.
It is kind of interesting, but I think there's an adage that if your opponent is hanging himself, just let him go ahead and do it, and I think that's kind of the feeling. There's also a feeling that he just was the flavor of the week anyhow, and this is just going to add to him going away soon. But the polls say you may have some staying power.
It appears the sexual harassment scandal surrounding Cain may have some legs, some new allegations coming out today. Can Herman Cain just ignore this and hope it goes away?
Well, you know, he keeps trying to ignore it, but then he gets questions at various forums, and he gets either testy or he doesn't answer them, and it just perpetuates the story for more days. So I think the problem for Cain is he really needs to talk about something else, and the longer he ignores it or new information comes out, the more this story stays in the news rather than his tax plan or something else he wants to talk about.
If you were advising Herman Cain, would you tell him, don't mention this and just try to talk about the economy or foreign policy or something?
He's having a little bit of success with that, saying, you know, this is what's on the mind of the American people, and the media is just trumping this up. He's certainly having some success with some conservative Republicans. On the other hand, the general philosophy is everything that you have bad in your record, get out and get it out fast and in your own terms. He hasn't done that, and maybe if he tried that, it would start to be able to put behind him.
Lots of speculation and lots of BS, which is a lot of what happens on a lot of talk radio programs, and that's what we're here to talk about, 28 past the hour.
The greatest speeches.
Government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem.
Of all time.
Because this is the party of Lincoln and Reagan.
On The Conservative Voice.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
The Conservative Voice, a two-disc DVD or CD containing some of the most powerful speeches ever. Featured are Ronald Reagan.
Our government is too big.
Sarah Palin.
Let's drill, baby, drill, not stall, baby, stall.
George W. Bush.
I can hear you, and the people who knocked these buildings down will hear all of us soon.
Highlights of speeches from some of the most legendary figures in American political history can be yours now. Now, here's how to order.
To order, go to www.conservativevoice.us/Doug. That's conservativevoice.us/Doug. conservativevoice.us/Doug.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan with another worry-free shopping tip.
You're like most people, you're probably holding off until Black Friday to start your holiday shopping.
The countdown has begun.
Well, then you're already behind.
What?
Rent-A-Center's pre-Black Friday sale is going on right now.
Oh, man.
Get to Rent-A-Center and beat the holiday rush for amazing pre-Black Friday deals on Sony smart TVs and Acer laptops. But you better hurry.
Out of my way!
See rentacenter.com for complete details and more information on the worry-free guarantee.
Hi, I'm Angela Brawley with WellPoint. It's a sad fact that millions of babies are born too soon each year. The problem is big, but that shouldn't stop us. Together with the March of Dimes, we're helping moms in our community get the care they need to have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Help us raise awareness to give more babies a healthy start in life. Learn and do more at marchofdimes.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Plan a healthy garden easy and fast with Organicaseed.com. Easy because Organicaseed.com offers one of the largest online selections of organic, heirloom, non-hybrid, and untreated seeds, as well as tobacco and cotton seeds at low prices. Go to Organicaseed.com, spelled O-R-G-A-N-I-C-A-Seed.com. Organicaseed.com. Remember, Organicaseed is healthy seed.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
What are people talking about, and have they been talking about the last 24 hours or so? A review of what's going on in talk radio is what the Talk Radio Countdown Show is about. We're discussing Herman Cain and the latest accusations of sexual harassment against him. Here is talk host Michael Graham with thoughts on Herman Cain.
There's a guy I'm totally believing. It's part of being a guy and knowing what goes on in guys' heads. That, you know, there's a scary, dark place that if it possibly could involve, you know, a room full of French dancers, two sheep, and a laundromat, it would. I mean, guys are just that way. But this sounds completely credible to me. First three accusers, it could have been anything. You had the ability to say, it's possible that they're all telling the truth. It's possible that Herman Cain made some joke and he thought it was innocent fun and a woman heard it and thought, no, I thought it was sexually harassed. I get that. And people can unknowingly cross each other's lines. You're pretty much sure that you're crossing the line when you have your hand in her clothes. That's a generally speak. I mean, I've done a lot of field research on this, particularly in high school. And yeah, when you're in the parts of the cheerleader's uniform that other people can't see, you know you've crossed the line. And you'll have a black eye to show for it later. So, I mean, this is just, Herman Cain's just done. Because when you have an allegation of sexual assault, not harassment, so there's no he said, she said wiggle room of, well, maybe they just misunderstood each other. And we will never know for sure what happened, ever. You'll never know because no one was there. There are no photographs, no witnesses. Then Herman Cain's done because people are not going to spend time waiting to find out. They're just going to go, you know what? What's Newt Gingrich up to? Or maybe I'll look at Mitt Romney again or something. You know, they're just not going to hang with a guy after the story. Herman Cain is done. He would do everyone a favor, including his supporters, if he just says, I've suspended my campaign and I've now returned home to try to find out if I can stop my wife before she gets to the airport.
800-510-8255. I kind of resent a little bit the tone of that. Do you? Michael Graham is a host in Boston. I find that analysis to be kind of flippant. But that's just me. Everybody has a different reaction to things. And that's, again, what we talk about. Here's Anna in Brooksville, Florida, with a support call for Mr. Cain. Go ahead, Anna. You're on the countdown.
Hi there, Doug.
Hi.
I
I just find it amazing that no one has been able to find anything. I'm sure that media and everybody is trying to find something out on Herman Cain. These things come out. What is the motivation of this woman after 14 years? My understanding is she worked for that National Association, Restaurant Association, for 1 month. She's in a public restaurant, and this takes place. Gloria Allred has no credibility from how she's an ambulance chaser and just jumps on any kind of high-profile event. And I just think it's very, very unfair how anyone in this country can accuse anyone of anything. And we really, truly don't understand. I don't understand how this could be viable and how you can just tear somebody down. And I find it hypocritical when some of the things that have occurred in the White House, like under Clinton and et cetera, just, you know, and how they're trying to tear this man down.
Well, here's what happens. This Gloria Allred is somebody that, frankly, I know pretty well, and I know how she works, and I know what she thinks, and she's, I don't know if I'd call her an ambulance chaser, but she's very motivated by things that are near and dear to her. So my guess is she's working pro bono for this woman. You know, what motivates people to do what they do? Basis, who knows why people do what they do? I will tell you that there isn't, on Gloria's part, she's not aiming to help any other Republicans, I'll tell you. That's the bottom line. Gloria has never seen a microphone or a camera that she didn't like, and she is very smart and knows what buttons to push to get people to react. So, having said all of that, she's also very feminist. She much, in terms of causes for feminists, motivated that way as well. So this is a causal thing. It really, probably, honestly, doesn't have much to do with Herman Cain at all. From her perspective, it has to do with someone doing something that she would consider illegitimate in terms of women and what women ought to be expected to take. And she's represented some people that have had some pretty horrific stuff happen to them by men who have been in charge. Whether this woman fits the accusations, she worked there for a month, she was looking for, whatever it is, all of it is suspect and hooey, unless you've been through it before. If you have been, if you're a woman and you've been through this, this resonates with you. And the news media is counting on that. The news media is not there, by the way, as you know, to help you figure this out, to help you out. The news media is like Gloria. I don't know this other woman, so I'm not going to make a judgment on her. But Gloria is there to help out Gloria and her ideas and ideals. And the news media is there to help. And the news media isn't really the news media anyway. The news media is about a pejorative point of view. And if this woman were, instead of being interviewed by, or the discussion was on Fox, if it was over on NBC, MSNBC, and Rachel Maddow are having the conversation, it would take an entirely different course. That's just the way it is. And you and I and everybody else who supports this sort of stuff by watching it, listening to it, promoting it, we can be outraged, we can make a lot of noise, oh, isn't this terrible, the guy's getting screwed. But at the end of the day, I'm betting this is going to ruin this guy's chances. Not because it's any different than a lot of other people, and it's not because it's right. You said a lot of people have gotten away with this stuff. We're in an age when we don't really know what to do with these allegations. Stuff like this, when it comes out, say, well, okay, but is he better than? And Clinton was already in place. Herman Cain is not already in place, and that's the difference, too. You have the bully pulpit if you're the president. You have the power already, and Clinton didn't use it well, and he did trip up for sure. But he recovered to the point where most people, if you talk to him today, a majority of Americans would tell you if Bill Clinton ran for a third term, he'd get elected because he's so much better than the other stuff that is of substance. When it gets down to Obama and even Bush, the substance of what they did while they were in office versus the frivolous stuff, and I don't mean to be disrespectful because what happened to Monica Lewinsky is certainly not frivolous. It's an outrage. And if I could tell Clinton off because of what happened to her, I think she was a sweet, kind, I mean, she kind of knew. She was a kid, 26 years of age. She kind of had to know what was going on. But, you know, there are lots of clouds that get in the way of of a lot of stars get in the way of people when it comes to judgment on both sides, that is, in both sexes. So anyway, I've gone off on this a little bit longer, but you pushed a button with me, Anna. And I just think the news media is despicable. The people who are in the news media are despicable, and they are happy to to bring you whatever despicable people there are around who want to talk about stuff like this. It's just, it's all despicable. That's the word I'd use for it. And I feel badly because I think Kane does have good ideas, but man, this kind of stuff is haunting and daunting. All right, now, have we spent enough time on this? I think we have, because we want to talk about Conrad Murray and what's gone on with him. But before that, there's just one other candidate who I've been very frank about my feelings about, Rick Perry. Those of you who asked me from time to time to express myself, I'm happy to do that, even though the context here is set to present all points of view. My point of view on Rick Perry, from the first time I heard the guy, he makes my skin crawl. And I'm sort of surprised because I really like Steve Forbes, like his ideas, supported him when he ran for the presidency. But his supporting Rick Perry, I don't, two and two doesn't make four to me here. At any rate, here's Steve Forbes talking to Chris Jensing.
I don't think there's anybody who wouldn't agree with the statement that Rick Perry has had some problems as of late. What would you tell him to do to reboot and recalibrate if there's an opening?
I think he's doing it now, coming out with his flat tax plan, which is a positive one. He gave a very good energy speech a couple of weeks ago. When you have substance, you define your own narrative, then people start looking beyond the mere superficialities, how you do in a particular debate, to what you're going to pursue if you get the White House. So I think the process is already underway.
And right now, so far, at least before we've heard from this woman a little later today, polls show Herman Cain holding on to a lot of his support, even polls that were taken after this issue broke. Do you think that he can survive this?
Well, that's going to be one of the tests in every campaign. Every credible candidate, or at least most of the time, gets a crisis of one sort or another, and people want to see how you handle it. And how he handled it is going to determine whether people think, okay, he's got the caliber to withstand the pressures of a campaign, and if he gets to the White House, the intense pressures in the White House. So how he does in the next few days will be critical in handling the crisis. And as I say, every campaign goes through it one way or the other, whether it's a position or something else.
Yeah, I think you can make the argument that if these sexual harassment allegations indeed stick, if this woman and potentially other women are credible, for that and a whole host of other reasons that people could come up with, Herman Cain is going to be gone. Why do you think that Rick Perry slipped so precipitously? Because he was up in the polls and then went away in the way of Michelle Bachmann before him.
Well, in terms of just a little thing on Herman Cain, the allegations so far haven't been anything or any worse than what a certain former president went through 20 years ago. And while people are not pleased by the allegations, how you handle them, how you deal with them, as Clinton did in 1992 and others have done before and since in particular crises, people judge whether you've got the stuff to be a top-tier candidate.
Well, how do you judge how Herman Cain has handled this?
Well, as he said himself, he stumbled at the beginning. He began to get his footings back again when he had that interview a few days ago with on Fox with Greta Van Susteren. And it's just part and parcel of what you go through in a campaign. With Rick Perry, why he stumbled, I think, was in the debates, as he will acknowledge himself. He wasn't at the top of his game, and he didn't have the kind of positions that he does today on the flat tax, on energy and other critical issues. And as those issues are put forth in the next few weeks, I think he'll do very well in Iowa and the early contests that are coming in January.
Couldn't disagree with you more. I think he's going to do terribly in those places. There are a lot of people who just say, okay, we're tired of this. We want somebody who's moderate, and that's where Mitt Romney comes in. He's coming back through the door. 800-510-8255. Just an aside, this lady, Sharon Bilek, was a radio staffer at WGN in Chicago for 4 years, then worked at another radio station in Chicago and at WLS Television, I think, as well. She encountered Mr. Cain in 1997. She says that he reached under her skirt as she asked him for a job. He was running the National Restaurant Association at the time. She'd been let go. She worked in Chicago. She went to Washington to meet with him. She has a history of changing jobs, appears to have struggled financially, has filed for bankruptcy twice. The second time because of large legal bills. That was in 2001. Her fiancé says this is truly an American girl who has a big heart and wants to do the right thing by coming forward with her story. All right, so anyway, that's where we are on that. Conrad Murray is guilty. We'll talk about that in a moment here on The Countdown.
Motorcyclists often seem rather intimidating. Rough and tumble, real bad mamma jammers. Little do folks know, they can actually be quite sensible, especially if they insure their motorcycle with GEICO along with their car. GEICO's multi-policy discount could save them quite a bit of money. Did I just say bad mamma jammers? Do you ever say something and think, I wish I'd never said that? This is one of them times.
Call GEICO or visit GEICO.com today to see how much our multi-policy discount could save you.
Chapstick asks, do new Chapstick green apple kisses taste better than cherry?
Hey, this is Tatiana, and I say yes, green apple is better. Cherry is just so expected, like the world tasted cherry and forgot to taste anything else. A green apple kiss stands out. It's got lots of moisturizers, so it's always softer and smoother. Because I want the guy who's kissing me to know it's Tatiana who's kissing him back.
Do new Chapstick green apple kisses taste better than cherry? Why not kiss with both and have your say at Facebook.com/Chapstick.
Hi, I'm Bill Newcott, and this is AARP's Movies for Grown-Ups.
What do you love?
Grass, dirt, dirty river smell.
Coated chicken baked in the oven.
But what do I love the most? I love my Lord.
That's a lot of love, and it's just a few voices from Life in a Day, the amazing YouTube documentary that collects videos from ordinary people around the world. What does this guy love?
This is a Lamborghini.
Life in a Day is now on home video. Now this. You know, the easiest way to watch movies is instantly in your own home with your digital cable remote. Many movies are available on Movies on Demand on cable weeks before you can rent them on DVD. Here's what's hot on Movies on Demand on cable this week. Jason Bateman and Ryan Reynolds switch bodies in The Change-Up. Steve Carell tries to win back Julianne Moore in Crazy Stupid Love. And Ralph Fiennes wreaks havoc in Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows Part 2. See what's coming soon at rentmoviesondemand.com and make movie night an MOD night. That's Movies for Grown-Ups. I'm Bill Newcott.
Time, ladies and gentlemen, for the million bottle giveaway. You heard right. 1 million bottles of something that will protect that which is near and dear to both men and women. Men, your prostate, your well-being, your life. Women, intimacy, and a good night's rest. It starts with taking the master prostate formula. It starts now by your calling 800-716-6520. Master Prostate has 12 key ingredients shown to promote healthy prostate function, help you get a good night's rest. It's all natural. The best part is you can get a free bottle, part of the Master Prostate Million Bottle Giveaway. Just pay a small shipping and handling fee, and your bottle is on its way. 800-716-6520. Call that now. Get a good night's rest. Take my word for it. Master Prostate is incredible. Try it now. Free. The free bottle offer won't last. Call now. 800-716-6520.
I drink Emergen-C to help me get through my busy day.
A busy day, huh? Why, I imagine with all those B and C vitamins, you bought groceries, mowed the lawn, organized a celebrity charity event, and discovered a natural alternative to synthetic rubber, making everything from tires to bouncy castles indestructible. Am I right?
Well, I clean the whole garage and prune the hedges.
Incredible. Emergen-C, the fizzy, fruity drink mixed with 1,000 milligrams of vitamin C and energizing B vitamins to help you accomplish more. Get a free sample at myemergency.com. Emergen-C, feel the good.
All right, so what's good here? The single word guilty, a lot of people thought that was good. And the shrieks in the gallery that packed the courtroom, tears from the Jackson family, no reaction from the man convicted of supplying Michael Jackson with the drugs that he craved. Got a snap on his hands, the handcuffs there. So this bizarre saga surrounding Michael Jackson's life and death comes to a close. And so Conrad Murray goes to jail for involuntary manslaughter. Is that appropriate? 800-510-8255. He told his patients he'd been given a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity for which he was giving up his practice and devoting himself to Michael Jackson. Conrad Murray, guilty. We'll review some of the talk on this in a matter of moments here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Local Army Navy surplus stores are hard to find these days, but not military issue supplies. They're right here online at MaineMilitary.com. That's right, just like the state, M-A-I-N-E, military.com. We have everything for true, total preparedness. MaineMilitary.com is not a typical website. It has much more than your old surplus store. Quality military-issue survival gear like canteens, mess kits, utensils, gas masks, filters, and chemical suits, magnesium fire-starting tools, strike-anywhere, waterproof, and storm matches, first aid kits, splints, tourniquets, parachute 550 cord, military manuals, sandbags by the bale, and a huge Molly assortment of vests and pouches for every need. Call 207-989-6783, 207-989-6783, or visit MaineMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, military.com. The Maine name in military supply.
Smokers, are you still smoking traditional cigarettes? Are you still smelling up your clothes and car interior, staining your teeth, and getting ashes everywhere? Why? When you can be smoking or vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replacement cartridges, you'll get all the satisfaction of smoking, but no smoking hazards. Choose from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquid flavors at LeSig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com, or call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. Warning: e-cigs may contain nicotine, an addictive substance known to the state of California to cause birth defects or cancer. Please be aware of the risks associated with e-cigs prior to use. You must be 18 years or older to purchase.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
And the Conrad Murray guilty verdict is in our focus. You can check the interesting highlights out at DougStefan.com. Here's radio host David Patterson talking to a caller who's a registered nurse who thinks that this was the right thing. That is, Murray declared guilty.
Madalena in Staten Island.
I'm a registered nurse for 25 years. I work at a major teaching hospital here in Staten Island. And for the past 10 years, I've been in a unit where we did outpatient procedures that used propofol. And during that time, it was administered only by a doctor of anesthesia, anesthesiologist, and we had full monitoring at all times during that infusion of propofol. Cardiac monitoring, pulse monitoring, respiratory, and most important, pulse oximetry, and that measures the oxygen level in your blood. And with those monitors come alarms. And if any of those readings were off in any way, an alarm would sound, and then we would treat appropriately. So if anything at all, this doctor was negligent in providing monitoring for his patients, regardless of his history.
Exactly. Could there be a case, theoretically, where the person is such a celebrity that to bring them into the hospital would cause such a circus and an uproar that you might treat them at home, but as you say, with the proper monitoring?
Absolutely not. We've had celebrities come into this particular hospital, have treatment, come in and out through the system, very low key. We didn't even know till the next day that they even had procedures. And there would be under no circumstances that you would be administering this type of anesthetic to a person in a home setting.
It's that dangerous.
Absolutely. It's used for induction prior to general anesthesia. So it could knock out your respiratory system at any time. That's why it has to be given in small doses, enough to keep you sedated during your procedure, or in a high enough dose to knock out your respiratory system to be, you know, intubated, have a breathing tube placed in, and be put on mechanical ventilation for your major surgery called general anesthesia. So absolutely not. So, you know, he should be held accountable for his negligence.
Conrad Murray is guilty. Here's a radio man named Bill Carroll talking to Shannon Farron about the reaction of the crowd outside the courthouse when the verdict was announced.
There was a bit of a party when the verdict was announced. People went a little nuts out there.
Oh,
yeah. You know, it's funny, a tour bus just drove by, like one of those double-decker tour buses. Like, and this is where the Conrad Murray trial descended. Anyway, yeah, there's still like a couple hundred people out here on the sidewalk in front of the courthouse. The LAPD is doing a good job of not letting it spill onto the street and not letting them get into the courthouse. People brought their boom boxes, they brought their iPods with speakers, and they've been playing, you know, Beat It, they've been playing Thriller, a bunch of Michael Jackson hits. There's a 10-year-old boy out here by the name of Daniel, I believe. Daniel, I forget his last name. Anyway,
he doesn't have school?
Huh?
He doesn't have school to be in?
Apparently not. Apparently today's a holiday. Okay. Anyway, he's dressed in like vintage Michael Jackson, Jackson 5 getup, with complete with the Afro wig. And he has a microphone and a speaker system that his parents brought out here. And he's been singing Jackson 5 hits.
That's an appropriate way to spend the day with your kid. Yeah, that's the right atmosphere for something as grave and serious as somebody died and someone's going to prison for it. Yeah, bring your kids out like it's Halloween. What is wrong with people? What a zoo out there. I can't believe that so many people showed up. Did Michael's family come out and talk to them at all?
They didn't. We were told they were going to come out and talk to us, the reporters. I mean, there's almost more reporters than there are, you know, Jackson fans or Murray supporters out here right now. It's just a complete media circus. But they were going to come out here, and then I was told the last minute they changed their mind. So they were ushered through the crowd into waiting SUVs. I think LaToya had a few words. Somebody grabbed her. She maybe said a couple things. But, no, the family did not address us. The jurors left right away. And so the LAPD right now trying to maybe get these people to you know, move on out.
Did you get a chance to ask any of them about the verdict and what they think it means, what it changes, if anything?
Most of them say 4 years is not enough for a life, as they put it. They're happy with the verdict. I mean, they just went nuts when they heard the word guilty. But, yeah, they think 4 years, like you've been talking about. I think that when a lot of people hear manslaughter or murder, they think someone's going to go away for a long time. And it's been an education for a lot of people that are Michael Jackson fans to realize, oh, so he was found guilty, but he's going to do 4 years and not even close to that because of, you know, overcrowding and the new laws with sending prisoners to jail. So they're happy, but also, like you pointed out, they're not satisfied with the time.
Lots of conversation will continue, you can bet, in the next 24 to 48 hours about the guilty verdict that has been handed down on Conrad Murray, one of the big items of interest here in the world of News Talk Radio. I'm Doug Steffen on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. For centuries.